Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Lakers out of a 30-second timeout will inbound on the opposite sideline at their own free throw line. Brendan Wisner gets the feed into the right corner, and there's the trap from Bad Axe. Back out to Chapel, top of the key, as is basically a safety valve pass. Over to Braden Smith, left wing, pops a three. This one's off the mark. He knew it. And rebound brought in by Smith to keep the possession alive. Now Smith at the left corner, back out to Chapel, top of the key. Back to Smith, left wing. Goes down the baseline. Kicks it out to the right wing. Bowles for three. Oh, he got it.
My goodness.
Seth Bowles with seven. Five in this quarter. Gives the lead back to Lakers by one. Clark Brady takes a three left wing. And the jealousy shot. This one's no good. Rebound Seth Bowles. Bowles making his presence known suddenly again in the third. Brendan Wisner inside the lane. Can't get the layup to fall. And it is rebound brought in by Brendan Jerkis. 1 minute to play in the third, 28-27, Lakers by one. Clark Brady pops the three, top of the key, off the mark. Rebound brought in, though, by Joe Messick. Wyatt Humphrey fills with the 18-footers off the mark. Rebound, Minetti. Here comes Lakers, 44 seconds left.
Yeah.
And we have an offensive foul at midcourt as Braden Smith lowered the shoulder. And that is his second personal foul. Lakers fourth gives the ball back to Bad Axe with 42 seconds left in the third quarter.
Clark Brady just made a senior move out there. I mean, he saw it coming, and he just went ahead and held his ground and took the charge.
28-27. Lakers hanging on by one. We have substitutions all over the place. Out there for Bad Axe right now, we have Clark Brady, Martin Messing, Joe Messing. That would be Jackson Motes and number 23, Bailey Idenen for the first time. Out there for Lakers, we have Minetti, Nick Siegfried, Troy Chapel, Seth Bowles, and Brenner Wisner. Bad Axe on offense, Joe Messing pops the three left wing, off the mark. Rebound brought in by Minetti with effort. Here comes Chapel in transition. And over to Nick Siegfried, left block, and the layup is in for 2 points. Lakers now by 3 points, 30-27, 22 seconds left. In the third quarter, Martin Messing, top of the key. Nick Siegfried gets his handle on it, but Clark Brady's wide open in the right block, and the layup is in for 2 points. He has nine. We're down to a one-point lead for Lakers again. 10 seconds remain in the third quarter, 30-29. Brendan Wisner calling the shots. Goes down inside the lane, opposite block over to Minetti. Puts up the layup. This one's no good, and Wisner's shot is no good on the putback. And it goes out of bounds with 0.1 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Lakers basically, or Bad Axe can basically maybe tip it on the way in.
Well, they're not even going to try. That was it.
And they inbound it, and that's the end of the third quarter. Lakers lead by 1 point, 30-29.
Get 50 gigs, give 50 gigs. If you're thinking about upgrading or adding a line to your account, now is the time to do it. Take advantage of big phone discounts and get 100 bonus gigs. 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 bonus gigs for your favorite data-loving friend or family member. Prices have been slashed on the LG G5, now only $99. The Samsung Galaxy S6 is only $199, or move up to the Galaxy S7 for $299. If you're on a budget, the new LG K8 is free with a 2-year contract. Stay on top of your selfie game with the new iPhone. The iPhone 7 starts at only $149. iPhone 7 Plus, $269. Also, don't miss out on our big accessory sale. Everything is on sale all month long. When you spend $50, save $10. Spend $75 and save $20. Deals on deals on deals. Going on now at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
And on to the final quarter and a nail-biter of a ball game. Lakers leads by 1 point, 30-29. Lakers outscored Bad Axe 14-13 as both teams explode on offense in the third. Lakers inbounds to start the fourth quarter to Drew Schuller, 85 feet from the hoop. 30-29, Lakers by one. We've had 10 lead changes and 5 ties so far. Braden Smith, top of the key, dribbling. And it's pass was nearly stolen by Clark Brady, but there's Minetti to save him. At the left wing, skip pass all the way over to the right wing from Wisner to Bulls. Lakers hanging on by a thread here. Minetti at the right block, turns to the basket, nothing there. Back out to Seth Bulls down the baseline. Mid-range jump shots long, and rebound goes out of bounds. Banach's ball.
They got a good selected shot, but it sure took them a long time to find it. And there was a lot of kind of circumstances that I thought, what are they trying to do, throw the ball away? You got to take care of the ball in this last quarter, both squads. We got a one-point differential. We have Martin Messing bringing the ball up on the left side, almost lost it right there. Back up on the top of the key. We have
Ryan Holeski against Brendan Wisner dribbling. Holeski back in there with three fouls to Martin Messing. Lakers in that matchup zone currently. Now back into the man. Ryan Holeski over to the right wing to Martin Messing, down to the low post. Goes around, the reverse Mikan is in for two for Martin Messing. He has 12, and Banach leads by one, 31-30. Brendan Wisner traveled it before he passed the ball. The 11th turnover for the green and white. Banach's ball at midcourt, leading 31-30, 6:47 left in the fourth quarter. These two squads played twice this year. First time was a 6-point victory for Banach. Second time was a 5-point victory for Banach. Currently, it's a 1-point ball game. Martin Messing to Zach Arntz inside the lane on the give and go, and it's in for two for Arntz. Banach out to the largest lead, 33-30.
I think Lakers might need a timeout here.
6.5 to play in the fourth. Minetti in short corner, left side to Troller, left wing. Dribbling at the free throw line to Seth Bowles, right wing. Dribbles into the right block. Nothing there. Now he's right in the right corner to Wisner. Back to Bowles inside the lane. And it's kicked by Martin Messing. It'll be Laker inbound on the sideline. Actually on the baseline.
I'm not sure that's the action that Coach Schwarzenegger really wants.
I don't think so.
Setting up the out-of-bounds play underneath the basket. Got a box. Seth Bowles was open.
Wisner inbounding, he's in trouble, and it's tipped by Holeski and brought in by Clark Brady. 12th turnover for Banach for Lakers tonight. 6 minutes remain in the fourth, and we got ourselves a barn burner. 33-30, Banach leading by three over Lakers. Ryan Holeski, top of the key, dribbling against Smith. Into the right corner to Clark Brady on the give and go. Back to Holeski, opposite block to Joe Messing. And that's in for 2 points, his first points of the night. And now Banach leads by five, 35-30. 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Feed it into the low post to Minetti from Wisner, and this one's tipped out of bounds by Arntz.
It's not there. Lakers need a timeout.
Ron Schwarzenegger. No call yet. Drew Schuller will be inbounding. 5:35 left in the fourth. It's a 5-point lead for Banach. Feeds it into Brendan Wisner to Seth Bowles, top of the key. Turns to the basket, goes down the right side of the lane. The layup's up, and he gets it to fall. The home court bounce there for sure, and it's a 3-point ball game, 35-32. Banach leading by three. Martin Messing, cross midcourt, being guarded by Smith, gets a screen from Arntz into the corner. Joe Messing for three off the mark, and we have a whistle on the rebound, and this will go against Drew Schuller.
Now, this is on the floor, or is it on the shot? That's the question.
It seemed far after the shot, but we'll see what here. This goes against. It is after the shot, so it'll be on the floor. That's Drew Schuller's fourth personal foul. Fifth team for Lakers. He sits down. Troy Chambliss sits in. Clark Brady inbounds to Ryan Holeski. Back out to Martin Messing. 5:09 left in the fourth. 35-32. Banach by three on offense. Ryan Holeski high post to Clark Brady. Pops the three short. Rebound Troy Chappell.
Not sure that's the shot that Coach Krug wanted.
Braden Smith, top of the key at the left elbow. Seth Bowles for three. Top of the key. No. In and out. Rebound Zach Arntz.
Same thing there.
Martin Messing, top of the key. 4:42 left in the fourth. Dribbles down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Joe Messing, left wing. Back out to Ryan Holeski. Banach now suddenly in no hurry. Over to Clark Brady, right wing against Seth Bowles.